Absolutely.
So you grew up in Austria. How was the growing up there? What's your family background? And could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I came from a family of 5 children. And it was a very small place, so everybody really knew each other. You know, it's about 1,000 people. It's a really small place. And there really wasn't any way of staying there to make a living. Everybody there pretty well had to leave and go somewhere else and make a living somewhere else, because there just wasn't any very much to do there in terms of work. And also in terms of education, is because you had to pretty well go elsewhere to get educated, so it kind of limited things in a way.
When did you leave? You left before you came to Canada, of course.
I left when I was 17 and worked various jobs. You know, started out working in a hotel on the lake, and then I worked with children in Munich. I lived in Munich for 2 years.
And you named me after one of those kids.
Yeah. Except he was a boy.
Boy Nikki, yeah.
Worked out. And then I went back to Austria and lived in Vienna, and started nurses training in the mental hospital. But I always wanted to travel, so, and what they had at the time was a URL pass, which expired, I guess, by the time you're 21, at the time. And that's why I figured, oh, well, I could either stay and keep my training up at the mental hospital and get my nurse's training, or I could go and travel. And I decided to go and take off and travel. And my parents didn't even know, or...
You didn't tell them?
No. So that's when I met him. I went...